So Elijah was very exhausted and worn out. He looked a lot like this. He sort of had fallen in a heap. He'd been working so hard to tell other people about God and to make sure that his people didn't forget God, and it just didn't seem to him like it was working. It seemed like nobody was paying attention. They were forgetting all about God. He was so downhearted and so discouraged, he decided to leave the towns and the cities. He went way out into the desert all by himself, nobody else around, because he wanted to have a conversation with God. And he said, God, I just don't think I can do this anymore. I'm worn out. Nobody's paying any attention. They're forgetting all about you. I feel despairing. In fact, they seem to be so angry, so tired of hearing me talk about you, that I think they might be getting ready to try to hurt me. And God said, Elijah, I have a plan. When you leave this place, you're going to go anoint a new king for the kingdom of Aram. You're going to anoint a new king over Israel. These kings are going to be good leaders. They're going to lead the people in the right way. They're going to do good things. And I have chosen someone to follow after you and carry on your work. And this person's name is Elisha. Now, I know these two names sound kind of the same, Elijah and Elisha. The difference is one has a J and one has a SH. So Elijah with the J left the desert, and he went in search of Elisha with the SH because he was eager to have someone else who could join him in the work and take over when it was his time to be finished. So he looked and he looked, and he finally found Elisha plowing the fields at his father's farm. He was behind several pairs of oxen pulling the plow, and when Elijah saw Elisha, he took his cloak and he walked up beside Elisha, who was there plowing the fields, and he put his cloak over Elisha's shoulders. And he didn't say anything. He just kept on walking. And Elisha knew when that cloak landed on his shoulders, he knew that this cloak was the symbol of people who worked for God and spoke for God. And he knew that something very important was happening, and he was being called to change his life, to take it in a new direction, and to follow Elijah and learn everything he could about being a spokesperson for God.